This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Home Minister Amit Shah has laid a detailed roadmap to achieve the vision of a drug-free India. During a meeting organized by the Narcotics Control Bureau yesterday, the Home Minister launched the vision document on narcotics control from 2026 to 2029. Earlier, addressing the 10th apex-level meeting of the Narco Coordination Centre in New Delhi, the Home Minister called for a united war against drugs, saying that drug menace threatens national security, social stability, economic interests and the future of youth and the country. He urged spiritual leaders, youth and mothers to come together on a single platform to win this war. Speaking about the anti-narcotics efforts, Mr. Shah said that the Narcotics Control Bureau, NCP, has developed several online portals to facilitate the timely sharing of information related to drug crimes. The Home Minister also launched a drug disposal fortnight, under which over 2,09,000 kilograms of seized narcotic substances valued at around 6,000 crore rupees will be destroyed. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has announced the deployment of 1,000 advisory personnel across the country and the upgradation of the trade portal to help businesses maximize the benefits of the India-UK Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement, CETA. Addressing the 10th annual UK-India Week in London yesterday, Mr. Goyal said the India-UK partnership has expanded beyond traditional trade to encompass strategic sectors such as technology, sovereign AI, critical minerals, defence and clean energy.
The UK agreement is a template which is very comprehensive. It's not only about tariffs and rules of origin. It's not only about traded goods and services. It's about collaborations in technology, in education, culture, the arts. It is focused on bringing the best of both countries to each other. It's a fair, equitable, very balanced agreement.
Addressing the business plenary session in London, the Union Minister said India-UK ties are moving towards a defining milestone with the India-UK Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement. Mr. Goyal said it was heartening to interact with leaders from across sectors, united by a shared belief in the immense opportunities that lie ahead. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Abelardo de la Espriella on his victory in the Colombian presidential elections. In a social media message, Mr. Modi said India values its close friendship with Colombia, which continues to grow in all areas. He conveyed his best wishes to Mr. De La Espriella for a successful tenure, saying that he looks forward to working together to further deepen bilateral relations. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met officers of Indian Foreign Service 2010 batch undergoing mid-career training program 2 in Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he underscored the importance of preparing a foreign policy for Viksit Bharat. He further stated that as the IFS officers assume greater responsibilities in service, their experience, capabilities and judgments become all the more important. India has launched Operation Amistad in response to devastating earthquakes in Venezuela that caused extensive loss of life, injuries and widespread destruction. Operation Amistad is a humanitarian assistance and disaster relief mission in a gesture of solidarity with the people of Venezuela. External Affairs Ministry said, as part of the operation, two Indian Air Force C-17 Globemaster aircraft departed from Venezuela this morning, carrying humanitarian relief supplies and a 41-member rescue team to assist the ongoing relief and rescue efforts. The death toll in two powerful earthquakes in Venezuela has risen to 589. Nearly 3,000 people have been injured. In men's cricket, Ireland defeated India by 34 runs in the first T20 international of the two-match series in Belfast. This is Ireland's first victory over India in any format. Chasing 183 for a victory, India were bundled out for 148 with 6 balls to spare. And that is the end of this news bulletin.